We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Resh Mem Hei. Yisrael, v'eino Yehudi shutafin, eich yisnagu b'Shabbos. A Jew and a non-Jew who have a partnership in a business, what should they do when it comes to working on Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah gives us a bit of an introduction. He tells us the basic rules before we get into the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing to do is before you even begin the business, before the kinyan is done to show that you have joined as a partnership, you should make a condition beforehand in which you say that the non-Jew is going to do the work on Shabbos and he's going to get whatever money is made in the business on Shabbos, and the Jew will take one day during the week, whichever one he chooses, to do the work on that day, and he will get all the money from that day. And when it comes time to split up the profits, at the end of whatever time period, you make sure that the non-Jew gets the money that was made on Shabbos, and the Jew gets the money that was made on whatever day he stated that he would make. As Rav Moshe says in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi, it's important that you actually keep real records of how much was made on that day versus how much was made on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah then continues. The next case is if you didn't make that condition. What happens if you didn't make that condition before? So if at the time that you split up the profits, you say, you know what? You tell the non-Jew, you take however much was made on Shabbos, and I'm going to take whatever much we made one day during the week. That is definitely yasser. If you didn't make the condition before you made the kinyan to go into the partnership, and then when it comes time to split the profits, you split the profits evenly, completely, 50-50. So that's an ibay delifshta in the Gemara. The Rambam says l'chumra, and the Rush says l'kula. The Mechaber passings like the Rambam, and the Ramah says that in a case of great loss, but Malcolm Hefsegadol, he could be Makil like the Rush. The Mishnah Berurah adds then a final case, a fourth case, if you made the condition beforehand, but in the end you decided to split it 50-50, even the Rambam would say that's mutter, as long as you made the condition before the kinyan that you are not going to get any of the money from Shabbos, it's okay then in the end to split it 50-50. We can now read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael v'eino Yehudi she'yesh lehem sada osan or mechatz or rechayim shamayim b'shutfas. A Jew and a non-Jew who own together as a partnership a field or an oven that they let people use, or a bathhouse or a mill, o she'hem shutafim b'chanas b'schora, or there's a business that they're joined together in a partnership. Im hisnu mitchil b'shah shabo l'shtatav she'yesh char shabbos l'eino Yehudi levado im ha'ab im harbe. If before they join together as a partnership, they made a condition in which they said that whatever money is made on Shabbos will go to the non-Jew, however much it is, Uschar Yomecha Keneged Yom HaShabbos Yisrael Levado, and will pick another random day during the week which the Jew will get all the money for. Mutter, then it's permissible. Vim lo hisnu b'tchil, if we did not make such a condition beforehand, k'shevo ulachlog note leinu Yehudi schar shabbosos kulam v'shar cholkem oso, then the non-Jew gets all the money that was made on Shabbos, and you split the rest of the profits from the other 6 days of the week. V'im lo hayeschar haShabbos yadua, if it was unclear how much was actually made on Shabbos, so the non-Jew can't just take that money, yitol hinu yilavado shvi'is hasachar v'cholkem hashar. Then we tell the non-Jew, you take 1/7 of the money that was made in total, and we split the rest. And the Mechaber says that the reason this condition is required is because once you join in the partnership, then it is the obligation to do work is upon the Jew for all the entire time, just like it's on the non-Jew. So if you then tell the non-Jew, you do the work on Shabbos and you take the money, really what you're saying is you're telling the non-Jew to do work for you on Shabbos. And that's obviously not allowed, as we've seen in the past, simanim. However, if you made the condition beforehand that you really have no rights to anything that is going on Shabbos before you even make the partnership, so then there was never an obligation on the Jew to work at all on Shabbos, and therefore the non-Jew working on Shabbos is not his shaliach at all, and the non-Jew will then get all the money from Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah adds one more point, a new scenario. Let's say you made the condition beforehand that the non-Jew is going to work on Shabbos and he's going to get all the money from there, and the Jew is going to work another day during the week and he's going to get all the money from that day. But it turns out that one of you made a lot more money off of your day than the other. So you decide, you know what? We'll split the other 5 days of profits in such a manner that we'll end up coming out completely even for all 7 days to balance out whichever day the Jew or the non-Jew made more than the other person. So in that situation, the Magen Avraham Paskins like the Ravid that that is aser, because it turns out then that the whole thing was a joke. The whole Tanai was a joke, since you end up coming out evenly in the end. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes those that are Mekel, and he says that the Eliyahu Rabba ends up being Mekel, and he leaves it as a Tzarechim, but there's definitely what to rely on in such a situation. Next time we will continue with the Kula of the Ramah.